Today's podcast sponsor is Hover. Hover.com specializes in domain names, and if you are ready to start something new, head over to hover.com/ordinaryvegan for 10% off.
You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, number 79. Everything you need to know about dietary supplements. I know I have touched on this subject before, but today we are going to take a deep dive into the safety of supplements with new updated information. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I advocate a plant-based diet for health and wellness to protect the environment and for animal welfare. The first thing I'd like to say today is that I hope all of you are safe and well. These are extraordinary and such stressful times, which makes it even more important for all of us to practice self-compassion. I know a lot of people who are reaching their breaking point in terms of the amount of stress they are facing every day and the uncertainty they are experiencing. And trying to remain grounded in times like these requires a lot of self-care. Personally, when I'm overwhelmed by the events happening in the world right now, I immediately take a break from social media and the news. Some of you may have noticed I haven't been posting as much, but seeing what is happening in the world crushes me, and sometimes I just need to check out. On the positive side, a couple of weeks ago, I began a new exercise regimen each morning. I call it the three S's: stretch, strength, and self-care. Stretching is obviously self-explanatory. Strength is either working with weights or yoga, and self-care is meditation. This isn't an advertisement, but I use the Peloton app, which they offer free for 30 days. They are probably one of many apps that offer classes in every genre of exercise, but I found that app was really helpful for me. Also, at the end of the day, instead of checking the news, I spent at least an hour or more reading a book. I've always loved reading, but usually I don't have time and save reading fiction books for vacation. I just finished a book which I loved called Saint X, which is a murder mystery with themes of race and privilege by a young woman named Alexis Shatkin. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but it's S-C-H-A-I-T-K-I-N. And now I'm reading Holland Coben's new book, The Boy from the Woods, which I also highly recommend. Last week, I asked our community on Facebook what their favorite health and wellness books were. And How Not to Diet by our favorite plant-based guru, Dr. Michael Greger, and Fiber Fueled by Dr. Will Bolsiewicz, who was on the Ordinary Vegan podcast, number 77, How to Improve Gut Health. Those were definitely the two standout books and the favorite among the community. By the way, I have an interview set up with Dr. Greger about the pandemic, and I'm sure he's going to have some great advice for all of us. Also, please understand, I know there are a lot of you out there who are not getting enough alone time and find it difficult to practice self-care, or go read a book, or exercise because you are schooling your children, cooking three meals a day, and working a job from your home. I can't imagine how you're juggling all of that or even some of that. And I am sending you lots of compassion and hope you can find a way to practice some self-care because you deserve it. Now, let's get to the subject at hand. The murky world of supplements. Every year, I attend a natural foods convention called Expo West in Anaheim, California. In the first time I went, I could not believe how many aisles and aisles and aisles of companies pushing supplements. There were supplements for weight loss. There were supplements for athletes. There were supplements for anxiety, supplements for immunity, supplements for overall health. I was amazed, but soon I found out that the supplement business is a big, big business, and the market projections worldwide is $230 billion by 2027. And it's not just Americans who love their dietary supplements, but something that consumers might not realize, at least here in the U.S., is that supplement manufacturers can legally sell their supplements without first having to demonstrate that the supplements are safe and effective. Let me explain that. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, also known as the FDA here in the United States, and I'm quoting from the FDA website, dietary supplements can be beneficial to your health, but taking supplements can also involve health risks. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration does not have the authority to review dietary supplement products for safety and effectiveness before they are marketed. The manufacturers and distributors of dietary supplements are responsible for making sure their products are safe before they go to market. And although consumers have a right to expect that the supplements they purchase and consume will be safe and high quality, as we have learned in the past, some manufacturers hide ingredients by using terms like natural flavoring for preservatives, or some manufacturers hide sugar by giving it different names like agave nectar, dextrose, or cane crystals. And any supplement you buy can contain unlabeled ingredients like pesticides or heavy metals like arsenic, lead, and mercury. I want to talk about heavy metals a minute because they are everywhere. And if you are dealing with autoimmune issues, fatigue, or thyroid issues, you may be consuming too many heavy metals. Heavy metals mess with mitochondria. And mitochondria is very important because it is responsible for turning the energy we take from food into energy that the cells can use. If the mitochondria is not working correctly, you don't have energy. Heavy metal contamination in our food and supplements is a very real and serious issue because of other serious problems it can cause, including headaches, depression, anxiety, tunnel vision, and nerve damage. And heavy metals in supplements and even organic foods can be at high levels and still be legally sold here in the USA. Just an FYI, if you are suffering from lack of energy or fatigue, you can take a heavy metal test at home. In any supplements, there may also be a number of unlabeled ingredients, like trace amounts of pesticides. Many supplements calling themselves high fiber are not using naturally occurring fiber that's in whole foods like vegetables. Instead, they are using chicory root and maltodextrin. Watch for that on any high fiber supplement. Word has got out about the risks of consuming chicory root. Chicory root is a plant that's commonly used as added fiber in many products. While other fibers are broken down more slowly, chicory root is broken down quickly and completely by bacteria in the large intestine, which can trigger symptoms like gas, stomach aches, bloating, and abdominal pain. So I recommend staying away from any supplement or food with chicory root. Also, some deceitful manufacturers are using other names for chicory root, like blue daisy, blue dandelion, cornflower, and wild endive, to name a few. We seriously have to be a detective to know what's in these supplements. Again, according to the FDA website, there are risks in taking supplements because many supplements contain active ingredients that have strong biological effects in the body. This could make them unsafe in some situations and hurt or complicate your health or even lead to life-threatening consequences. For example, there are risks at combining supplements, using supplements with medicines, even if they're over-the-counter or prescriptions. They could create health problems by mixing them. I know many of us self-diagnose ourselves and think if we feel tired, we need an iron supplement, or taking vitamin C to fight the flu or viruses. But also taking too much of a supplement, such as vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, or iron, can have health consequences. I think I have mentioned this before, but too much vitamin C or zinc can cause nausea and stomach cramps. Too much selenium can cause hair loss, fatigue, nerve damage, and nail loss. While selenium is a powerful antioxidant, the safest way to consume it and not get too much of it is through whole foods like Brazil nuts, sunflower seeds, brown rice, spinach, lentils, and cashews. Now let's talk about vitamin D. There is some early research that says normal levels of vitamin D can add a layer of protection against COVID-19. When I say normal levels, what I mean is that most people have low levels of vitamin D. In countries with higher death rates, had large number of people with vitamin D deficiency than countries with lower death rates. Now, that doesn't mean you should take large doses of vitamin D. According to Dr. Michael Greger, the safest dose of vitamin D supplementation and to get the most of the population to the optimal level of vitamin D is 2,000 IU, which stands for international units, a day. But the elderly and overweight may need more. Another thing to look out for, some supplements can also have unwanted effects before, during, or after surgery. Also, let's touch on B12 because that is a very important supplement for anyone practicing a plant-based diet. There is no B12 in plants. A regular, reliable source of B12 is critical for anyone eating a plant-based diet. For adults under 65, the easiest way to get B12 is to take at least 1 2,000 milligram supplement each week or a daily supplement of 50 milligrams. I know you've heard this quite a few times before on this podcast, but it never hurts to remind everyone about dosage. And some people are just climbing on board now and haven't listened to the earlier podcast. So I really want to make sure that I remind everybody to take their B12. B12 deficiency can cause psychosis, blindness, and even death. So please make sure you are supplementing B12. Now, another fact about supplements most people don't know is that many of the ingredients in dietary supplements come from China. And there is no requirement here in the USA for a dietary supplement to list its country of origin or the origin of their ingredients. And that is worrisome because China has repeatedly been caught exporting contaminated products. On May 21st, 2020, according to USA Today, some supplement manufacturers not only use ingredients from China, some of them manufacture their supplements in China. There is a supplement brand which I have bought from, who reveals on their website that a few products are made by other companies, but they work with only a few select, highly qualified contract manufacturers with high standards. Most of these contract manufacturers are located in the United States, but a few are located overseas. None are located in China. But they don't tell us where their ingredients are sourced from, just where they are not sourced from, which is kind of weird to me and makes me suspicious. If a company is making it difficult for you to know where their ingredients are from, don't buy from them. I reached out to a manufacturer today and told them I couldn't read the ingredients on their website because the font on the photo was so small. In response, they took a photo of the bottle and sent it to me. That was very lame. Why wouldn't they have a PDF of their ingredient list? In other words, you need to do a lot of investigating before taking a supplement. Bottom line, you need to take precautions before supplementing. Now, let's talk about how we can be a smart supplement shopper. But before I do, I would like to thank today's podcast sponsor, Hover.com, because sponsors make this podcast possible. I know a lot of you are exploring exciting new directions in your life, and that may involve an online website. Well, Hover wants you to start that something exciting with them. With Hover, you can register a domain name for your next venture. Hover has over 300 domain name extensions to choose from when building your brand online. No matter what you want to build, there's a domain waiting for it, from .dev to .app to .design to .blog to .store and so much more. And take it from me, you'll find excellent technical support available to answer any questions you may have. Hover knows you want to do something that will make a difference. Grab your domain name and many more at hover.com/ordinaryvegan. That's hover.com/ordinaryvegan for a 10% discount on all new purchases. Make a name for yourself with Hover. Thanks, Hover. Now, how can we be a savvy shopper of supplements? First and foremost, make sure you need the supplement. Doctors diagnose vitamin deficiencies through blood tests. This is the best way to find out if you have a vitamin deficiency like iron and vitamin D. Research the supplements you are considering buying. Reach out to the company and ask for a certificate of analysis on their ingredients. A certificate of analysis is a document issued by a quality assurance company that confirms that a product is safe from pesticides and heavy metals. Another thing to watch out for is if a supplement claims to work better than a medication, or they claim it can cure a disease or has no side effects. They are making false claims, which is not only illegal, but also unethical. Because unlike drugs, supplements are not permitted to be marketed for the purpose of treating, diagnosing, preventing, or curing diseases. And please don't fall for all those weight loss supplements. According to a national survey, 1/3 of adults have tried weight loss supplements. And according to Dr. Greger, over 70% of weight loss supplements violated good manufacturing standards practice, meaning they didn't have the ingredients listed or they were unsanitary. And 68% tested didn't even have the main ingredient on the label. There is a website that tests supplements and provides lists of the best ones, but they charge a subscription rate to the site, but it could be worth it. It's called Consumer Labs. I know all this might sound like a lot of work to buy a supplement, but anything you plan on taking long term, please find out what is really in the product and make sure you are not doing more harm than good. That's it for today's podcast. I hope this cleared up some of the confusion about supplementing. You can find today's show notes on my website at ordinaryvegan.net and a link to today's sponsor on my website, hover.com. You can purchase my vegan organic line of CBD products at ordinaryvegan.net/shop. CBD oil from organic hemp has shown strong promise in helping people build an immune system that is a fortress. If you try it, I want to make sure you are purchasing the safest, most reliable brand available with a certificate of analysis on my website. Hope it can help you. Join our community on Facebook and please follow me on Instagram at Ordinary Vegan. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask me. Just email me at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Thank you for listening. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.